You're listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast, episode 1. Today we're talking about coloring and sealing concrete water fountains and bird baths. So let's get started. Hey everybody, Philip Cooper here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. I'm here at Direct Colors with our general manager, Shauna Turner, to talk about common decorative concrete questions. Shauna, we've got a lot of do-it-yourself customers. A lady called us last week asking what's the best way to color her water fountain. What would you recommend for her or anyone else doing a similar project?
Water fountains are a very common project, and I hear from a lot of customers who are looking to spruce up concrete bird baths or water fountains that they've gotten at their local hardware supply. But you do have to treat them very specially because water is flowing over these water fountains most of the time. So you have to select a colorant that will actually get into the pores of the concrete, color it, and allow it to be sealed in a way that will protect it from the elements. So when I'm doing these kinds of projects, my first choice is our acid stain or deco gel, gelled acid stain products. It works very well for both vertical and horizontal surfaces and other things like that. And I'll explain a little bit more about the deco gel in a moment. We have 10 different acid stain colors. They can be easily sprayed on or can be applied with a foam brush. You need to be careful when you are spraying the acid stain onto a bird bath or something similar to that so that you don't have drips or something that might cause unsightly lines on your project. So be careful to capture those drips if they do occur and you're using the liquid stain. Now the Deco Gel, which is a gelled acid stain product available in 9 colors, it has a consistency similar to that of a oil paint. It can really get into the crevices of a concrete project to provide darker accents, or if I'm trying to create a look that involves multiple colors. For example, a few years ago, I did a concrete planter that had leaves and grapes on the surface. So I chose one color of Deco Gel for the leaves and another color for the grapes. It worked great, but it is very important that you carefully apply and carefully remove so that you can maintain those color differences. Again, the Deco Gel and the acid stains are both chemically reactive stains, so it is a permanent alteration of the color of the concrete, so please keep that in mind. It's very easy to use. We have great how-to information, so never fear if you're a first-time DIYer on these projects. We have all the information that you'll need to know. And the next step that you have to keep in mind is how you're going to seal that project, because that's very important, particularly for bird baths.
I know choosing a sealer for a water fountain or a bird bath can be tricky because the concrete's underwater most of the time, if not all the time. What's the best option in this case?
What I most commonly recommend to customers for a sealer, and this would be for the basin part of bird baths as well as the water fountain itself, would be to use a product on our website called Penetrating Lithium Hardener Sealer. And the reason for that is principally the fact that the penetrating sealer actually goes into the pores of the concrete and does not leave a deposition of sealer on the surface. Why is that important? Well, when you have concrete that's underwater a great deal of the time, sealer that is principally on the surface of the concrete can have water penetration underneath it over time, which will cause milkiness and eventually delamination, which means the sealer will pop off the concrete entirely. So it's very important to choose something that goes into the pores of the concrete and deposits the sealer there. It works very well with our acid stain and Deco Gel products. Some of the benefits, additional benefits of the product would include that it provides excellent protection for your decor piece during the winter time to prevent the freeze-thaw cycle that breaks concrete down and can ruin your piece. It also is a one-time application, which is fantastic. So it requires no maintenance whatsoever. So you seal it that one time, and that's good for the life of the piece. Now, one thing to keep in mind about the product is the fact that it does not provide a glossy finish. It is a matte finish because, again, the sealer is inside the pores, so it's not reflecting that glossy look that you might see on some of the photographs of floors on our website. So please keep that in mind. So when the water is turned off on your fountain, the fountain itself may look a little bit dull. The sealer has a large coverage area, so probably for most of your applications, you should expect to purchase no more than a quart of the product. So it's quite inexpensive overall.
Thanks, Shauna. That's great. And I'm sure these suggestions will be a big help to people who have planned to do water fountains or similar projects in the future. The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Philip Cooper. Thanks for joining us.